Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 151 for the week of January 18th, 2010. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Polyfab Plastics and Supply, Inc. as a new supporting advertiser in the Capital Equipment Directory. Located in Springfield, Missouri, Polyfab specializes in the fabrication and distribution of tanks and finishing equipment. Fabrication materials include polypropylene, PVC, stainless steel, mild steel, polyethylene, CPVC, and Kynar. Polyfab distributes bulk storage tanks, mixers, pumps, rectifiers, plating barrels, heaters, filters, anodizing racks, ventilation, and controls. For more information on Polyfab Plastics and Supply, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Capital Equipment Directory. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the 2010 NASF Washington Forum will take place April 27th through the 29th at L'Enfant Plaza Hotel in Washington, D.C. This year's topics include forecasting the 2010 elections and the potential impacts for industry, what healthcare reform will and will not do, impact of energy and climate change legislation and regulation on U.S. business, workplace and labor issues, new environmental regulatory initiatives with a special emphasis on metals, pending U.S. chemicals policy reform, new approach or European model, emerging technologies and the defense supply chain, and the opportunity to meet with federal lawmakers on the most critical issues facing your business. For more information on the 2010 Washington Forum, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. In other NASF news, Surfin 2010 will be held on June 15th and 16th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This year's highlights will include plant tours of local companies such as the Grand Rapids offices of AltaCor, a timely and informative presentation from executives of the United States Council for Automotive Research, and the incorporation of a Department of Defense component to the educational conference. Here's the calendar of events through the end of January. On January 19th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Brad Durkin of Conventia, Inc. on Electroless Nickel Myths, Bust It. On January 20th, the AESF Foundation will hold a hard chrome troubleshooting webinar. Also on January 20th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar and dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Guest speaker will be Bernie Moore of Moore Compliance and Training on national emissions standards for hazardous air pollutants. On January 20th, 21st, and 28th, the New York City Department of Environmental Protection Right to Know training workshop on how to submit your annual submission using the online upgrade Tier 2 filing system will be held at the New York City Department of Environmental Protection in Flushing, New York. The workshop will also be held on January 26th at the Lincoln Square Neighborhood Center in New York, New York. On January 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their forum at Spinny Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. Guest speaker will be Jim Meal of Chemical Solutions, Inc. on Wet Floor Management Plan. And on January 25th and 26th, the Surface Finishing Academy will hold an Introduction to Anodizing workshop instructed by Dr. Ann Deacon-Jewell of Alu Consult in Phoenix, Arizona. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.